Hey everyone, so I am now at coming up to 22 weeks. Lately I've been suffering with these not massive headaches but mild headaches in the morning. They're a bit irritating at the most, but that's about it. Today's probably been the worst one. I mean, it's still got ongoing right now. Like literally as I'm talking, it's like just a slight like twinge in my head. It's really annoying. But I'm sure if I just take some paracetamol, I'll probably be fine within a few hours. I wanted to talk about the baby show. So I went there on the Saturday down to London with my best friend and had a great time. It was kind of the first time I was there as like, well, buying things really rather than actually like being a blogger, but I did want to, you know, say some stuff about it on my blog. So what did I buy? I bought You and the Sheep, which is by Easy Dream. It's if you don't know about Ewan, how can I explain it? Well, it's this really really soft sheep toy, and it plays a lovely soothing sounds. Rainfall, the heartbeat, and also makes the noise of the womb. It's something that a new baby would find very relaxing because, of course, they've had 9 months of listening to your heartbeat, and the noises from the womb. So, it does work. I have seen it work, and I cannot wait to actually try it out. What else did I buy? I bought two nappies. I bought a Bum Genius Free Time. And I bought a bamboo tea size small nappy. It was the first time I got to actually speak to bamboo tea properly. I've spoken to them online a few times, but never actually met them. So it was nice to actually have a good chat with them, really. What else did I buy? Oh, I finally bought myself a support belt. Last time I was all like, oh, they're just, you know, a waste of money. We've all been able to survive without these belts, but this pregnancy, my lower back pain, specifically down near my tailbone, it's been really really bad, and I'm just absolutely fed up. So I thought, sod it, while I'm there, Mothercare were there and doing a 10% discount for anything that you bought at the baby show. So I thought, well, sod it, if they've got one, I will happily take it. They had them, the lady helped me try one on to see if it the right size, because I wasn't sure whether it'd be a small or a medium. Bought it, put it straight on, and for the rest of the day, my lower back pain pretty much was almost non-existent. And I've not been having problems. My main problems with my back were whenever I sit down, that's when my bump kind of gets lower and starts hurting me. And I've not had that since getting the belt on, so I recommend that really. What else did I buy? Oh my God. I think that's it. I can't remember. My friend bought me some things from Baby Bloom as well. They're a lovely, lovely company. I'll tell you a little bit about Baby Bloom. Baby Bloom, they make these amazing baby gifts. You know, what they do is they have like socks and hats and mittens, and they roll them up and they make them into something really pretty, usually flowers, but they also do cupcakes. What else was there? Oh my God, there were so many beautiful things. They're also, from the looks of it, were selling clothes as well, but yeah, my friend got me a little cupcake one. I've got another one that's a smoothie called Raspberry Smoothie, and she's got a bib. Actually, I got two bibs, I think. A little pink spoon and some socks as well. So, really, really cute. Very, very clever idea. And it's an absolutely beautiful gift for someone who's expecting or has had their baby. Although, last time we had one with our son, we got one from a client of my fiance's. And we got it, and it was such a surprise because it was delivered to us. And when we got it and opened it, we were like, "Oh, I don't want to like take it all apart, but we kind of need the socks and everything. So it took us about 2 days before we finally started removing the actual stuff. It was so sad. But it was it is very, very clever and very beautiful idea, and such a kind gesture as well. So I totally recommend them for as a gift. We spoke to Happy Hoppers. They've got loads of different sizes now. They've now got their sort of like an age range. So you've got the smaller, lower ones for the like small toddlers and babies. Slightly taller toys for bigger children. And then they've got the massive, as they call them, XL Happy Hoppers, which are huge. They had, I think, only about four of them out just to try and show you. But they were so massive and they look really fun. Loads of older kids were bouncing up and down on them and didn't want to leave. And it was also good to speak to them as well, because I've gotten to know them over the past few years. Who else did I speak to and get to see? I saw loads of people. Got to go spoke to the people at Annabelle and Carmel. She was actually there as well, but I was too shy to like say hi to her, so I was like, oh my god, I'm speaking to Annabelle Carmel, I can't do that, no! But she was there, and I entered the competition that was there to win an Explore pushchair, so totally had to go over that. I spoke to Yumi as well, because I've got a Yumi bottle from previously that I've saved up. They've got some more colours out and a few other bits and bobs that they brought out since. I also went to Britux, which I know I would, because I really, really like the Beedrill. And I thought, well, I don't know, I'll go to the baby show and have it like a little test drive and see how I feel about it. So I got to push it around again, try it out. And again, they showed me how it works and everything. I had a pretty much a rough idea of it, being that I've used the B-Smart. And I still loved it, really. So I just can't help myself. I really want that pushchair. But it's quite expensive for me. So I'm selling all my old pushchairs at the minute. Over on eBay and stuff. Who else did I see? Oh, I spoke to Kitty Save as well. Kitty Save are actually based here in Warsaw, where I live. I actually didn't realise for quite a while, but I actually live about 10 minutes walk away from their store. That's how close I am. And I knew Kitty Save from being an online store. And I just walked by, it would have been when I was pregnant with my son. Because between here and getting to the hospital walking-wise, I'd have to pass Kitty Save. And that's when I saw it and was like, oh, that sounds familiar. Popped in one day because it was bloody freezing cold and thought, well, I'm bloody stopping by and having a look. And realised exactly who they were. So we've been friends ever since. A lot of the staff know me. And they're lovely people, really friendly. I also got to speak to Quinny as well. I entered their competition. The Jez looks brilliant. It's so light and so small when you put it down. It's unbelievable. It's a shame that it's only from 6 months old, really, but it's a really, really good lightweight pushchair. I have to thoroughly recommend it, and I'd love to try it out on my son. So, yeah, I think I'm running out of time now. There were so many things we didn't see. We also did the Emirates airline thing just for the hell of it, because we had some time spare. Very touristy, I know, but it was fun and it was great to see. Because I've seen the O2 Arena from various angles, but I've never seen it from up above. And it just makes you realise how massive it is as well. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I got to also meet a load of vloggers as well, I should say that. So it was nice to meet everyone. Sorry I'm running out of time, but thanks for listening. And I totally recommend going to the NEC if you can, which I definitely will be. So see you at the next baby show. Bye.